Moncrief on News Talk.
South Korea is one of the busiest societies in the world. People work longer hours, while work and academic life is hyper-competitive. So it's a little ironic that every year Seoul hosts the Space Out competition, where people have to do nothing. Rafael Rashid is a freelance writer in Seoul. Good afternoon, Rashid.
Hello.
To kind of put the competition in some context, could you tell us a bit about how hard people work in South Korea?
South Korea, yeah, is known for its notorious work culture. I used to work in a Korean office myself, and on my contract it says 9 to 6, but in reality I'd be arriving at 7 or 8 in the morning and leaving at 10 at night or midnight sometimes. Working at the weekends is quite normal as well. There have been efforts over the past few years to try and reduce the number of work hours and encourage a better work-life balance. But it is still, I would say, pretty bad, and people still working very long hours, including weekends. And it can be quite notorious.
Mm. Is there a minimum working week or a maximum working week?
Officially speaking, I think it's about 52 hours per week that people are allowed to work. But the reality is that it can get a lot longer than that, in the 60 hours, maybe 70 hours sometimes. And it's not like, say, in Europe or in the UK, where when I go back, I see my friends are able to leave work at 5 p.m. or maybe 6 p.m. on the dot, but it's not really like that here. You usually have to wait until your superiors, your seniors, leave the office. So if they haven't left, you can't leave. Mm. And it's quite standard in a Korean office.
And so that must have a huge knock-on effect. And I understand it's the same for students as well in terms of burnout and stress and those kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, people do work very long hours, and it can lead to burnout. And I think a lot of people, young adults, are very stressed. But also this burnout phenomenon is very common for young students as well, school age students, who are under a lot of pressure to be the best at school, to get the best grades, to go to the best school. In order to get the best exam results, to get into the best university and ultimately get the best job. And this has this stress, or this kind of education fever or education hell, can start as early as 3, 4, or 5 years old, when children start going to private academies to bump up their CVs and get even more educated to try and get even better grades. And so children can be working just as hard as adults from very early in the morning. You going to early preschool before you start school, and then you go to after school. And this causes a lot of burnout on children. And statistics show that young people of university, or 19 to 34 year olds, about 1 in 3 young people also face burnout. And this is a great problem across all ages in society.
Yeah, gosh. People are burnt out learning so they can get a job, where they'll be burnt out working. It doesn't sound very attractive. So a competition like the Space Out competition is almost like an act of defiance against that lifestyle.
Yeah, I think it's an act of defiance. I mean, it's organized by an artist. So this artist says that it's also an art form and a performance. But I do think it's a kind of sign of a kind of message to tell people to take a step back and think about their lives and know and understand that not doing anything, so literally just sitting down and doing nothing, can be just as valuable, if not more important, to your life and to your well-being. Mm-hmm. And I think I think in such a kind of rapid paced society and a dynamic society, it's difficult sometimes to remember to take a step back.
Yes, I imagine so. So the competition, what were the rules of the competition?
So the rules, I mean, the rules are very simple. The rules are don't do anything at all. So you basically, you're given a yoga mat and then you basically sit on the floor and you do nothing. And there's one, I guess, one exception is that you're not allowed to fall asleep. If you doze off, then you're disqualified. But you are also given a heart rate monitor. And organizers every so often check your heartbeat. So they need to see that you have a low and stable heart rate. And that's basically the rules of the game.
Okay.
Then also there are a lot of members of the public that are watching. So they are able to kind of vote for their top 10 people that they like in terms of, you know, what they're wearing or the props that they bring. And after the 10 are selected, then the person that had the best heart rate wins.
And the props that people bring, are they to represent what their professional life is like?
Yeah, in theory, that's what it should be. That's what the organizers are asking for. So people came dressed as office workers. I saw someone who looked like he was dressed as a dentist, someone who was dressed as a biker, so probably a delivery man. But also there were many people who were dressed in traditional Korean attire. And because this was an international event, there were many foreigners as well. So some people came wearing flags of their own countries or props or traditional attire from their own countries.
Was it very calm and very quiet there?
Yeah, surprisingly. I mean, I was there to kind of cover the event, but I also found it quite relaxing in a way because I wasn't allowed to speak and I didn't really want to check my phone either. And it was quite relaxing, even though we were in the middle of the city in the main square in downtown Seoul. And it was raining as well. So it did feel quite, in a way, empty, quiet, calm, but in a good way.
Yes. And who was the eventual winner?
So the winner was actually a young woman from Chile, who, from what I understand, is married in and works in Korea. And she said, when I asked her, it turns out that she works in terms of giving psychology counseling online. And she said that she had come to the event so that she could eventually tell her patients about the importance of relaxing and taking a break, about how important it is for your mental health and overall well-being.
Indeed, an important message. Rafael Rashid is a Seoul-based freelance journalist and the author of The Korea We Refuse to See. Rafael, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.